It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America needs a change.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Friday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here, and for the next hour, we're going to be praying. We're going to be praying the will of God be done in your life, your family, your city, your church. The will of God be done in this nation. And we're so thankful that we have over 50 nations of the world that are now praying with VPN. We have almost 1,000 churches, almost 700 cities, and we welcome you here today on VPN Radio. It's going to be a wonderful time, and I've been in prayer. The Holy Spirit has prompted me about some things that I need to be praying about, and I want to pray for you. And when my wife said to me, Jean Gentry, faithful woman of God, will be married 54 years next month, when she said to me, what is your major passion? I just had to say, my passion is to pray. And I find it so fulfilling when I pray with you. And so I'm going to be praying with you today as the Holy Spirit leads me. So stay tuned, if you will, for the next hour here on this Good Friday. In Jesus' name, I declare it's a good day, wonderful day, blessed day, God day. And God made this day for us. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We're the head, not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We're going over and not going under. God did not bring us this far to let us down. God did not bring us this far to let us drown. We're going to the other side. We're going to be strong finishers. We know how to blow the charge. We don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat is not an option. if God be for us, who can be against us? And the response is nobody. Greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Today is a good day, beautiful day, blessed day, favorable day, God day, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. And Father, we are so thankful and grateful for the opportunity to be a part of what you're doing here in this day and this time. We could have been born any time in history past, any time in history future. But here we are now, living in 2015. Who would have ever believed it? And this June, Gene and I will celebrate 49 years in the ministry. Next year, 50 years. And I'm just so thankful. I'm thankful today that things are as good as they are. Things are not perfect. Things might could be better, but I am so grateful and so thankful that things are as good as they are. So, Father, we come by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, into your presence today here on BPN Radio. And we declare, God, that you are at work in our lives. And we are so thankful for that. And so we pray today, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in this next hour, this hour of power here on BPN Radio. And we're going to be praying the will of God be done in this nation, your church, your family. But primarily, we're going to be praying today the will of God be done in your life. And we have some things that we need to pray for concerning our nation, some upcoming events, some major things happening, as well as Christians that are being beheaded in Syria and other places there in the East. These are momentous days, and we must pray because we believe that we are a force in the earth when we pray. And so we're here to pray and seek the face of God. Call on the name of the Lord. If you would like to write me personally, you can take this email address down, breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com, and just talk to me a little bit about what's going on. And if you have a prayer request, remember you can go to bpnradio.com, and there's a place for your prayer request, and it will go to our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, and then she will send it out to our national prayer team. We are about prayer because we believe in prayer. My first call was to pray when God spoke to me in February of 1966, 49 years ago, and said to me, "You give me the first hour of your day, I'll change your life." I did, and he did. And so here I am now, leading prayer. At the moment that he gave me that call to pray, I was a radio announcer, KWFT, Wichita Falls, Texas, a CBS affiliate, station founded by the crooner Bing Crosby. And anyhow, I was there and behind a microphone, and today, again, I'm behind a microphone, and I'm praying with you day after day. Since October the 6th, I've been on BPN Radio 24 hours a day. And remember, if you're listening by computer, you can also pray with me by your smartphone. Just download the TuneIn app, and when you go on there, you just type in BPN Radio, and then you can wait for the 20-second or 30-second commercial to finish, and then I'm on to pray. Okay, here we go. Here is Kim Walker. She's going to sing, and then we're going to get right into it. Kim Walker is a friend of ours, and she's going to sing a song that's really in my spirit today. I need you more than words can say. I need you, Lord. I need you today. And so Kim is going to sing, and then we are going to pray. So here we go. Thank you.
more than the next heartbeat, more than anything. And Lord, as time goes by, I'll be by your side, 'cause I never.
Well, we need you, Lord, today. We need you. We need you. We need you. And we give you the highest praise. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio today. Kim Walker there as we pray for another spiritual awakening, revival, and a major revival in every major city. And we are praying for 1,000 prayer centers in America, in 1,000 cities. And if you would like to have a prayer center, be the leader of a prayer center, maybe you already have a prayer center going, then you can go to bpnradio.com, and there is a prayer center registration form. We're believing for 1,000 prayer centers to be related with BPN Network. This is a prayer network, and we believe that we're going to be a network of 1,000 prayer centers. And so if you have a church and you guys are praying once a week, at least for an hour a week, then we want you to join our network, if you will. And we will send you a list of things to pray for every Monday. And all we ask you to do is sometime during that week, if you and your prayer group would pray over that list when you have your weekly prayer meeting, maybe you have a daily prayer meeting, but at least one time a week, and then send us a report back on how the prayer meeting went, and give us a report so we can share that with other people. So, Father, we agree. Why don't you agree with me right now? We agree for 1,000 prayer centers in America, praying for a major spiritual awakening, the glory of God filling this nation. Lord, we need you. There is a war on Christianity. There is a war on the church, and we need you now. We ask for your help in Jesus' name. And so I'm going to pray now, before I go any further, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you as an individual. And I'm just going to ask the Holy Spirit to talk to me about how I need to pray for you today. I know if we were praying one-on-one, you would share a need, or the Holy Spirit would give me maybe a word of knowledge concerning how to pray. But since I'm not sure who I'm praying with right now, since we're praying 24 hours a day, I'm just saying, Holy Spirit, speak to me. Your son, Dale Gentry, prayer leader here for America and nations of the world, would you speak to me about what I am to pray with people about today on this Friday? And I know that there are many broadcasts out there, but I'm not just talking about having something someone listens to. Lord, I want to make a difference. And I just want to pray for people that are desperately in need of prayer today. And I'm praying, first of all, for those of you that feel like that you're running out of time. Now, I don't know exactly what that means, but I'm just going to start praying. Father, I pray right now for people that feel like they're running out of time. Maybe they're running out of time concerning their life. Maybe things are happening so quickly and life is passing them by and they feel like they're running out of time. There may be people out there that I'm praying for right now who feel that they are running out of time with their children. Their children are getting older and they're not quite as dependent on them as they used to be. And they're running out of time to spend with their children because they're growing up so fast. I pray, Lord, for this father, this mother that is listening today. I pray, Lord, that you would just give them the assurance that you're going to set up divine appointments and divine connections to spend quality time with their children. And also you grandparents, you may feel like, well, I'm running out of time to spend with my grandchildren. God is going to make time. If you are alert to it, then he will make time. I'm going to pray right now for people out there that just seem like that they do not have enough hours in the day. I'm talking to somebody I'm going to pray for. You just feel like there is not enough hours in the day. And I don't know how I can continue on this path of being so busy. And it feels like that I drop into bed at night and I drag myself to work in the morning time. And it just seems like that I don't have enough hours in the day. There's too many demands on me. Father, I pray for this people group right now. They just feel like there's just too many demands that are being put on them. I pray for them right now. I just ask, Holy Spirit, that you would come and touch them and bless them and minister to them in a very special way right now. Give them a peace. I pray, Lord, that they would consider their priorities. And sometimes it's very difficult even to do that because of the many voices that are pulling on our time. And we go on the internet to write a specific letter, send a specific email, and we have 20 different voices, 20 different things that want our attention. Even as we turn on the screen, there are so many demands that are upon us today. I pray in Jesus' name that we would pause and consider. David said, I'm going to pause and consider Selah. He would talk a little bit to God. He would work on his day, and then he would pause, and he would consider. And so I'm just praying for you right now that you will pause and consider. There will be Selahs in your life that you will pause and consider. What am I doing with my time? What is profitable and what is unprofitable? So, Father, I pray for this people group right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord. And there are so many voices today, so many voices that we're hearing, but there needs to be a voice. There needs to, above the noise, it's very important that you come away above the noise. As I shared a day or two ago on Breakout Prayer Network, you need to come above the noise and hear the voice of the Lord saying, this is the way, walk in it. So I can assure you that life can be overwhelming. Life can be overwhelming. I can assure you that can happen to you, but I declare that it won't happen to you. I pray for you not even knowing exactly who I'm praying for, but you know who I'm praying for, and I pray for you here on BPN Radio. I pray in Jesus' name that those feelings of being overwhelmed are going to leave. And there's some people that says, I would just like to get off of this merry-go-round, but I don't know where to get off. And if I jump, where am I going to land? How would I make a living? And how would I tell some people that I don't have time for this project or that project? And so because we are responding to so many, many demands, life is becoming overwhelming. I'm praying for you right now in Jesus' name. I'm going to pray in the Holy Ghost for you right now. Brekerebete, manasandara brokutere bishere metiai, brisamando riki shikabatai, merambondo robokutere bishere bokutere bikete, brishikete sikatarabaku, brindere bishikarabaka. I pray for you right now. I speak supernatural peace over you. Jehovah Shalom. I speak Jehovah Shalom over you now. We need you more, Lord, than ever before. And I pray for those that are listening today that I'm praying with, I'm praying for, that they will consider, pause and consider getting up before their day begins and spending a quiet time with you, letting their spirit get quiet, letting you speak to them about their lives and you talking to them about what is going on. God is a very good listener. I love getting up in the morning time and talking to the Holy Spirit. And if you could just have a certain place in your prayer place where you believe, where you've invited him to sit, because he does sit with you, it's very important. You know, when you stand and carry on a conversation, that is one thing. But when a person sits down, looks you in the eye, and begins to listen to you, that is remarkable. And we so need that. But if somebody is standing, they're walking around, they're not making eye contact with you, that is very difficult as far as communication and as far as you feeling like, hey, they really care. But I'm here to assure you today here on BPN that the Holy Spirit will sit down with you in the morning times. As you give him the first part of your day, he will sit down with you. He will listen to every word that you say, and he will look you right in the eye. Now, I know I'm not being super spiritual when I say that. I just know that it works. And so, would you try it in the morning? Would you just try getting up and giving the Holy Spirit some time to visit with you and say, here's a chair. Or here is a place for you to sit, Holy Spirit, and you sit down. He sits down, you sit down. And talk to him. And have your Bible there with a pen. Don't come in with your iPad or your computer or your phone. Just to come in with a pen to write in your Bible. If he says something, it's a rhema word. And don't try to put a to-do list, a thought that you might have concerning what you're supposed to do today. And you just write there in your Bible if you hear him say something. If you don't hear him say something, just talk to him. And he's listening. Even if he's not saying anything, I can assure you as a man of prayer that he is listening. And he loves to hear your voice. He loves, and you look straight in the eye and he's looking at you. And so I just pray for people, Lord, concerning their time. In Jesus' name, we take authority over all time wasters, things that are wasting their time, people that are taking up their time. I know I'm talking to somebody exactly at this very moment here on BPN Radio. Somebody's wasting your time. You got some time wasters, and they are takers, but they have nothing to give to you, or they do have something to give to you, but they're not giving anything in return. And they're just like leech. The leech says, give. And give some more, give me some more. And so you just need to eliminate these people and just say bye-bye and know that you need to be a good steward of your time and not allow people to take up your time. And when you're finished with the conversation on the phone, hang up. Just click the phone. Just say bye-bye, click the phone, and don't let them continue on. So I pray in Jesus' name for these people here today on BPN Radio. I pray in the name of the Lord that they will not allow people to take up all of their time. I pray for them in Jesus' name. Those that just feel like that there's not enough hours in the day, they feel like they can't catch up, and they have these feelings of, is my work ever going to be finished? And they go to bed at night with these things still on their mind, looking at their to-do list, having these things in their mind, not shutting their mind off, not making a place for their sleep. You know, David said, I make a place for the Lord before I go to sleep. And how does that happen? Well, that comes through prayer and maybe reading a few verses in the Bible or a chapter in the Bible, letting your spirit get quiet, and then just go to sleep. I laid me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. And so it's His will that we sleep. So I pray for people that have not had a good night's sleep in a long time. I pray for you also. I pray for those of you that feel like you can't catch up. And I pray for those of you that have not had a good night's sleep in a long time. Maybe pain. Maybe there may be distractions during the night. There may be noises. There may be other things going on in your home. I don't know. But you just have not had a good night's sleep. When you lie down at night, sometimes you lay there and look at the clock, and the next time you look, another hour's passed. I pray for you right now. I pray for sleep. I break the spirit of insomnia or sleeplessness, and I pray that your sleep will be sweet in Jesus' name. I pray that you will take one day off a week to rest, a Sabbath. And I know I get on touchy ground when I start talking about this, because even some pastor friends of mine don't like this word, because I believe that God designed us to have one day of rest. What do you mean? That means that during that day, you're not going to do anything, any kind of work. You're going to rest, you're going to play, you're going to sleep. You're going to watch one of your favorite movies, or you've been saving up the home channel to watch, or Roy Rogers Western movies. I don't know what it is, but maybe a book that you would love to read, and maybe just love to do nothing, just take a walk. I don't know, but it's a day of rest, 6 days. There's more said about taking a Sabbath. There's more said about taking a Sabbath one day of rest than all of the other 9 commandments combined. Do you think that God got it wrong? No, He didn't get it wrong. He got it exactly right. And He said repeatedly, 6 days you will work, and 7 days you're not going to do any work. And so you said, well, Jesus healed somebody on the Sabbath. Well, that was not work. That was just simply ministry. That was a time that He could help somebody. So He was exemplifying that, you know, we're not going to be legalistic about it all, but we can know that we have one day that we are not going to work. 6 days we work. On the 7th day we rest. And you say, well, is that Sunday? No. No, just any day that you have that you can rest. And it's very, very important. And if we don't, we violate that. We violate our bodies. We violate our emotions. We violate our productivity, because God, why did he design a 7-day week? Why did He just design a 30-day month? He designed a 7-day week so we could take one day and we could rest. 6 days God created the heavens and the earth, but on the 7th day, one day He rested. And just setting an example of what we are to do as sons and daughters of God. So I speak right now that you're going to have one day. God's going to give you a day. That doesn't mean you're going to miss church, stay out of church, because I believe that you can enter into His rest even when you go to church, if Sunday is your only day, and then take the rest of the day just to rest and relax, enjoy yourself. Maybe enjoy being with your family. I don't know. Whatever makes you rest. So I declare in Jesus' name a Sabbath day into your life. I bless you right now here on BPN Radio. BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station here on this Friday. Hey, it's good to have you listening in. I really appreciate you being a part of VPN Radio. Remember that this broadcast is sponsored by the loyal listeners, by those that believe in what we're doing, calling the nation to pray. And that means you and other people across this nation around the world. If you want to donate to VPN, your gifts are tax deductible. You can go to VPNradio.com. That's VPNradio.com. And then you can click the donate button and you can use your credit card, debit card. Remember that if you'll click recurring payment, you can be a monthly partner. That would be wonderful. And regardless, we are so thankful that you're a part of BPN on this Friday. And we're praying for special needs, and that means that we are praying for you today. We have some needs that we're going to be praying about concerning our nation, but I'm just praying for you for the moment, so I'm just going to continue to do that. Father, we just pray for individual needs here today. We pray for people that are reflecting back on the past, what could have been, might have been, should have been. And we ask, Lord, that you help them to quit looking back. We know the Apostle Paul said, "This one thing I do." And then he prefaced it all by saying, "Forgetting those things which are behind." And, we've got to realize that there are mistakes that we can make that will torment us forever and ever. And we must be willing. He said, if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. That's what the book says, the first chapter of the book of Isaiah. If you're willing, obedient, eat the good of the land. So if you're willing to do something, that, you know, you got to do it. And so then you must be obedient. So I'm not looking back. I'm not talking about what could have been, might have been, should have been. I'm not going to do that. And I'm just going to keep looking forward. You know, I heard recently a friend of mine in Austin, Texas, Pastor Rex Johnson, Christian Life Center, CLC, in Austin, Texas, a great church. Pastor Rex Johnson is celebrating this Sunday his 25th anniversary. He and his wife, Patty, and their family celebrating 25 years in Austin, Christian Life Center, Austin, Texas. I want to give a shout out there to my friend, Pastor Rex Johnson. And I heard him say that many of you have heard his testimony. He's been on twice sharing his testimony about how his wife and his little boy were killed by a drunk driver. And he said she was going to the mall, and instead of going one direction, she went to the other direction. He went out, he was waving his arms, and he was saying, "You're going the wrong way." And she pulled into a drive and turned around and got down to the red light, and a drunk driver came and hit her car, killed her and their little four-year-old son. And he said, if I hadn't have said anything to my wife, if I'd have just let her gone down the road, she would have discovered in just a few couple of minutes that she was going the wrong direction. She would have turned around, went back to the red light, probably still be alive today. But I waved her down, flagged her down. He said, I had to live with that. But he said, I came to a place in my life that I could not be tormented by that, by the past. Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind. So I bind and break that tormenting spirit that is on you. If I hadn't have said that, if I hadn't have done that to her, if I hadn't have done that to him, if I had made that decision, if I had just walked off of the job, if I had just resigned the church, if I hadn't just resigned my position, if I hadn't have bought that and gone into debt, And it could just go on and on and on. But you got to let it go. Let it go. Let it go. And I pray for you right now here on BPN Radio that you will let it go. Let it go. God, I release things that I've done, things that I've said, things that I shouldn't have said, decisions that I've made, wrong choices that I made. Oh, God, I release it all. And I ask for your help today. In Jesus' name, help me today. Help me today. And those of you that have sinned, you got to know that your sins have been forgiven by the wonderful mercies of God and by His grace. By His grace are you saved through faith. It's not your own abilities, but it's through faith, accepting Jesus, confessing your sins, believing in your heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, and knowing that He has died for our sins. The tremendous grace of God. My spiritual son, Godfrey Bertel, wrote a song. I've never played it on BPN radio, but it's called Outrageous Grace. And there's some of you that say, well, I just made so many mistakes in life, and I shouldn't have done that. I could have done that. But, you know, you think you're doing okay, and then you wake up one morning, and there it is again. I know it's happened to me. Wake up with that on my mind. Where did that thought come from? And now I'm entertaining that thought again. And I shouldn't have made that decision. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have cut them out of my life. I shouldn't have broke fellowship. I've asked them to forgive me, but it just doesn't seem like they're willing to do that. And what more could I do to help mend or restore the relationship? And it goes on and on. You just have to trust God with this. I pray for you right now that the outrageous grace of God will cover you in Jesus' name. So Godfrey Bertel wrote this song called Outrageous Grace, and I believe it's going to minister to you as the Holy Spirit ministers to you. We're putting here on BPN Radio, we're putting prayer and music together, and so here's a great song.
There's a lot of trouble, but a lot more peace. There's a lot of hate, but a lot more loving. There's a lot of sin, but a lot more grace. Oh, outrageous grace. Oh, outrageous grace. Love fear, but a lot more freedom. There's a lot of darkness, but a lot more light. A lot more light. There's a lot of clouds, but a lot more vision. There's a lot of perishing,
but a lot more life. A lot more life. Oh, I pray just grace. Oh, I pray just grace. Love far and far by heaven's hand. There's an enemy that seeks to kill what it can't control. It twists and turns, making mountains out of molehills. But I will call on the Lord, who is worthy of praise. I run to Him and I
Outrageous Grace. Outrageous Grace. Godfrey Bertel sings and talks about outrageous grace, the grace of God. We are so thankful today for the grace of God. And Godfrey's the first one that I've heard describe grace as outrageous. But God is he's an outrageous God. He's a mighty God. He's a warring God. He's a loving God. He's a serving God. He is my Father, and we are His sons and daughters. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio here as we pray for people that need some extra grace. You just feel like you've just blown it. You've blown up everything. You've destroyed things, and that you're not looking back. You're not looking back, and I pray for you. I pray the grace of God will fill your heart, and you will not only accept, you will not only accept the forgiveness that God has extended to you through the blood of His Son Jesus through the cross, but you will also forgive yourself. And sometimes that becomes very, very difficult, but it's very, very important. So some of you are hating yourself, and you have death wishes against yourself. You say things like, I wish I'd never been born. People don't really care. Nobody would really miss me. And there's a self-hatred that begins to develop in your life. And I just take authority over that spirit right now. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, that spirit of self-pity and minimizing oneself, you got to let all that go in Jesus' name. Just say, Lord, I forgive myself. Why don't you do it? I forgive myself for what I've done wrong. I release it. I accept your forgiveness, and myself forgives myself and of what I've done wrong, because we know that God has already forgiven us through His Son, Jesus. So there you have it. I pray for you. I pray, Lord, that you'll minister to these people. May their lives be different from this day forward. May this be a demarcation in their lives on this Friday, in Jesus' name. Now we're going to pray. We're going to pray for some things that are going on in our nation. And one of the things that we need to pray about, first of all, are the Christians that are in Syria, in Iraq, in different parts of the East. The Christians that are being murdered, they're being raped, they're being tortured, they're being beheaded, they're being left homeless. And you must understand, these are our brothers and sisters, and we cannot think that just because we live in America and we haven't had a war on our soil in so many, many years, and most people have really never been involved in some type of conflict, because Vietnam is quite a ways, quite a few years in our rearview mirror. But I do honor our veterans today and say God bless you for serving our country. And I honor the police officers on the streets of our city that are now being downplayed. They're being minimized. Lawsuits being brought against them. And civil unrest out there because of our law enforcement officers that are not being supported. We know there's a bad apple in every bushel, and there's a bad egg every once in a while. But by and large, I am so thankful and grateful for our law enforcement officers, our police people, police men, police women, that are patrolling the streets of our nation, our cities. God, we pray for them right now. We pray for their safety. We pray for their families. We pray for the disrespect, concerning the disrespect and the dishonor that they're receiving as a result of the media that has come against the law enforcement officers, taking one or two or three situations and exploding it across the headlines of the newspapers and at the top of the 6 o'clock news. We pray for these law enforcement officers, and we pray right now for these Christians that are in Iraq. And the latest word is that the number of Christians abducted by the Islamic State, ISIS, in northeastern Syria has risen to 220, activists said recently. The United Kingdom-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the civilians were kidnapped from 11 villages near the town of Tal Tamar over the past 3 days by the militants who control vast swaths of Syria and Iraq. The abductions, which started just Monday, caused thousands of residents to flee and become refugees in nearby cities. Oh, God. Oh God, we pray for those that are being tortured and persecuted all around the world. Unless we pray, unless we remember where our help comes from, these situations will happen to a city near us or even in our city here in America. God, help us, I pray today. I pray, Lord, for these Christians in Iraq, in Syria, in other places. We pray, Father God, for Pastor Saeed Abedini in that Iranian prison, in Jesus' name. We believe that eventually there will be a deal that will be made with Iran, and they will use Pastor Saeed Abedini to help soften the agreements that are coming. And we pray right now in Jesus' name for Saeed Abedini, who's being tormented, tortured in that Iranian prison. I mean, it's just enough torture just to be away from your wife and children over 2 years. God, we pray for him and many others that are being imprisoned today for preaching the gospel, for declaring the gospel. And may we realize in America that we are not going to escape if we do not pray, if we do not stand with Israel, if we do not stand against these demonic forces that carry the name of ISIS and other groups. In Jesus' name, that we will be overrun, but we know that we have power, we know we have authority, and God, we ask for your help, and we ask that you help. We ask that you help these in Syria, Iraq, Iran, and other countries where there's being persecution taking place in levels that we've never experienced before. So we pray for these, particularly for these 220 Christians that have been taken. ISIS said we're going to take their heads off, and simply because it's a hatred toward Christianity, the name of Jesus, the name of Christ. And the war is not only there, it is here in the United States of America, and we're praying right now. So in Jesus' name, Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you, in the name of the Lord, will help these men and these women at this very moment. In Jesus' name, we pray for mercy. We pray, O God, that there would be distractions. We pray, O God, that there would be unseen forces that would come their way. In Jesus' name, Lord, we need your help. We need your help now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. And Father God, we pray today concerning the situation that's going on with the Federal Communications Commission and the documents that they want approved without Congress even seeing them. And it reminds me of another bill that we need to pass, and then we could see what was in it. And so it's happening again today. And we pray for the net neutrality situation that's going on. And may we know, we that have a voice on the internet, like BP and radio, may we know that that is being challenged at this very moment as a result of this net neutrality that's going on with the FCC. And those that preach the gospel, those that have conservative views, those that speak out on certain situations, their voices could be eliminated because of this new ruling that is in motion. So we pray in Jesus' name that forces that oppose the gospel of Jesus Christ, forces that oppose conservative values, conservative ideas, forces that oppose free speech, and those that would try to take away the freedoms that we have via internet, we speak against that in Jesus' name. And we pray that people will pray and let their representatives know what is happening, what is going on. And so we pray in Jesus' name today for protection over the internet, a place where people can make their voice known, that these laws will not be passed to reduce our privileges on the internet. We ask for your help, Lord. And may we realize and be awakened to what's going on now in America. May we know that that there is a war on Christianity. May we know that our privileges are being limited. There are boundaries that's being put on, privileges that we've enjoyed for many, many years in this nation. And we pray now in the name of the Lord for guidance and direction. And somebody says, well, there's no use praying. Whatever it's going to be is going to be. But I don't believe that. I believe that we can put things on hold. We can hold things back. Things can change as a result of our prayers. And we must know that when we pray, we are a force in the earth. And so, Father, we agree in Jesus' name that there will be victory in this area of net neutrality. We also pray for Benjamin Netanyahu for his journey into America next week to speak at Congress and at the invitation of the 114th Congress. We ask God that you prepare him, and we pray that you would bless him, and we pray that you would give him favor in this nation. We pray that you would give Israel favor, and we pray for Israel. We pray the hedge of protection around that tiny nation in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be here today. I would like to remind you that there is a prayer leaders gathering that we are going to be hosting. BPN, Breakout Prayer Network, is going to be hosting in Austin, Texas at Compass Church, April 9th, 10th, and 11th. We have limited seating, and now because of some other events in Austin, and everybody seems to want to come to Austin. Hotel rooms are at a premium at this moment. And so why don't you get your registration in, bpnradio.com. Then there is a registration. Gene and I's picture is there. You just click that, and you will receive a registration form and some more information. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time. Actually, we'll be back at any time here on BPN. Thank you for listening today. You have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.